The Utah legislature has been in session for almost 2 weeks, and one group says there have been more than 10 pieces of legislation introduced they're calling anti-democracy bills. TJ Ellerbeck is the executive director for the Rural Utah Project and says the bills would put major limits on the way Utahns can vote, when Utahns can vote, and which Utahns can vote.
The worst of those is one bill that would eliminate voting by mail in Utah. And Utah has been an all vote by mail state for the last 8 years. Some parts of the state have been all vote by mail for 10 years, and over 90% of Utahns vote by mail.
Ellerbeck is referring to House Bill 92, which is sponsored by Republican Representative Kara Berkland. If passed, the bill would require voters who want to vote by mail to sign up. Currently, county clerks send mail-in ballots to Utahns automatically. Berkland argues the bill would help clean up voter rolls and increase active voter participation. Ellerbeck contends Utah is one of the most forward-thinking states when it comes to voting access and wants the Beehive State to remain that way. Ellerbeck says he's confident the state legislature will protect Utahns from anti-democracy proposals, but adds whether bills are enacted or not, there are still consequences.
But having proposals like that come out also make other proposals that impose serious limits on voting access seem much less egregious and might make those proposals more likely to pass.
Ellerbeck encourages voters to think about whether their respective representative voted for or against the measures. House Bill 214 is another proposal that would mandate mail ballots arrive at the clerk's office by Election Day. Currently, they must simply be postmarked by Election Day. Proponents argue it would help mitigate frustration on election night and speed up the ballot counting process. The Rural Utah Project is gathering signatures for a petition to keep the state's current election system in place because Ellerbeck says it works.
Last legislative session, we saw some of those proposals pass all over the country, but nothing like that passed in Utah. When it comes to voting access, we've always been at the leading edge. We've been a place where it's always been easy and safe to vote.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.